Proclamation number 0857 of 10th of April, 1939. Fulfillment of the predictions of Scripture. Receiving the Word. Search in the Spirit, says the Lord, and you will stand in the truth. Who is better able to guide you into truth than the Lord and Master Himself? It was through His will that the door to the spiritual world was opened. He let the call from earth resound in the beyond, and those who asked for an answer were given it, for all wills are fulfilled which the Spirit expresses. Thus began the new time which will take its course. The Lord referred to this time. He mentioned it during His life on earth. He also indicated the time when humanity's spiritual decline would begin and great hardship would befall the earth. He mentioned all events which precede the difficult time and also pointed out the visible strengthening which is offered to His own from heaven so that they should not perish without protection and desolation in the general chaos. If you now pay attention to the appearances of the present time, you will also know that the time is near. And you will also have to understand that the predictions which point to the connection from earth to the beyond must also come true, and all this will no longer seem so improbable to you if you realize that only the Scriptures will be fulfilled. The visible help offered to you is only intended to restore the faith you have already lost, the faith in the eternal deity who dwells visibly and tangibly amongst you, recognized by those who love Him and keep His commandments. It shall give you faith in His immeasurably great love with which He wants to bestow upon every earthly child if it does not resist this divine love. And therefore He announces Himself in a form which is intended to stimulate human thinking and at the same time testifies to His constant care for His earthly children. Whoever pays attention to these announcements, whoever receives them as daily bread from the heavens, whoever lets them become his sole purpose in life, whoever desires to live in fullest truth, the Lord is close to him at all times. And he need never fear that the Lord could restrict his best or will of grace or completely revoke it. On the contrary, it is pleasing to the Father in heaven if the earthly child desires wisdom from the heavens. Every spiritual desire will be granted, and the Lord blesses those who desire Him and His Word. The one who feels drawn upwards is seized by the Father's love and carefully gives him what he needs for his flight upwards. Enlightenment in all things, advice and help, strength, comfort and everlasting grace. And where love for the Heavenly Father is the driving force, the earthly child will soon be granted knowledge, which sufficiently explains all divine miracles of creation to him and yet is also extremely comforting for the human being still living on earth who makes himself worthy of the Lord's great grace and endeavors to inform erring humanity of God's visible working. And thus this proclamation will also be understandable to people who long for God, whereas the person who does not acknowledge the divinity will never grasp the profound meaning of the words from above and therefore will not feel such a desire for truth within himself. For this alone is the prerogative of the person who gives himself to the Father in heaven with all love, that he receives the words of love from above. Amen.